very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 4th, 2017. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the current cash crisis in the country, the use of bond notes, and some of the businesses women are embarking in despite the harsh economic environment. What are your views on the issue? To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. As you know, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 14560 kilos shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Panopachina chemadzimai. On the internet, you can join us right now at www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com. And don't forget, you can also join us at www.voindebele.com. And for those who are on Facebook and on our Facebook pages, which are VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7, we are live streaming right now, so join in the conversation and share the link when you do go on your Facebook.
Muna 2013 ndikando cherere soft foundation kumsoro uko kunyamuka 2 patata gara tine stand yedu yanga yagara ine makore isina chiri kuitwa muna 2014 ndikakwanisa kutenga matombo 4 loads nekudzitakurisa kuendesa ku stand ikoko 2015 ndikakwanisa kutenga mombe se group takatengerana une yake mu imbo muna 2015 muna December tashiana zvekare ndakakwanisa kuisiswa mafitted wardrobe zimba mangu mandinorara mairi muna 2016 ndikakwanisa kutengerana ngoro iyo yamurikona yandigere pairi
tengesa madomasi ndichifamba mumaraini asi machallenges dzandaisangana nawo mumaraini ngebutter system ndatengesa kudaro ndaichinjanisa nechibage kana nezvimwewo zvinhu asi kwekuzochitengesera chibage chinoichi zvaiindinesa saka zvaizoguma ndatodya chibage chiya kana iri huku ndotoguma ndatoi ndapinda mubhizinesi kudaro ndarenda this shop kubva pandapuwa mari necopas handina kuzoitazve door to door ziya ndakazova ndiri munomo ndiri mushopu muno ndakarana bhizinesi rangu ndakatenga grocery ndikatenga mbatya ndikarana kwenguva yakati kuti ndaona zvadaro ndakati angandiwandudze ndokubva ndaita check away.
Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the current cash crisis in the country, the use of bond notes, and some of the businesses women are embarking in despite the harsh economic environment. What are your views on the issue? Despite some of these challenges, some women in Manicaland are transforming their lives through women savings groups where they are getting loans for their businesses. The women have no access to formal financial services and told Studio 7 that through the internal savings and loan schemes, they have been able to cash each other's funds so that they use it to start and support their own businesses. And some women in Chipinge are working with an organization called the Community Organization for Poverty Alleviation in Zimbabwe, COPAS. And we heard from some of those ladies earlier on who were talking about some of the businesses they are doing in their own community. And also some of the women in the diaspora have also been embarking in businesses within their localities and at home in Zimbabwe. We will speak to some of these women on tonight's show. What are your views on the issue? And we are lucky to have in studio a friend to the Women's Round Table, Mrs. Dorcas Hove, a women rights activist based here in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program.
Nyabonga, marvelous. Thank you.
Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tipa Women's Roundtable tiri kutarisa mamwe mabasa ari kuitwa nemadzimai munyaya dzemabhizimisi kunyangwe zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Tanzwa isu kubva kune mamwe madzimai ari kuManicaland nekuChipinge nemamwe mabasa avari kubata mushure mekuita mukando. Uyezve tiri kufara nekuti mustudio medu nhasi tina amai Dorcas Hove avo vanorwira ivo kodzero dzevanhu mungave muri mabhizimisi nemune zvimwewo. Saka tichambokumbira kuti tivataure mune isindebele nenyaya yedu yanhasi.
Siyalibingelela balaleli, silivonga njalo kuti sihlangane kuhlelo lwanamhla. Ibhizimisi libona kanjani? Sifisa ukuthi lisazise ukuthi lina liqhuba kanjani. Siyazi ukuthi kulobunzima bama bond notes, sifisa ukuthi sazi ukuthi laba ba importayo abathatha izinto eziphandle abazisebenzisa njengama raw materials besenza ibhizinisi zabo bakuhambisa kanjani njengoba kulama bond notes lokuswelakala kwezimali. So silindele ukuthi lizasitshayela ucingo lisazise sike sihluzeni insonkeni.
Thank you there, Mrs. Hove. We are lucky, Mrs. Hove. We've just been joined by one of Zimbabwe's top business women based here actually in Los Angeles, Ms. Jackie Mugido of Vault. She's going to give us a few minutes of her time, so we'll take her at the top of the hour. Hello, Jackie.
Hello everybody.
We're so excited to have you on the program where
I'm
we're discussing
too.
About business. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you decided to start Vault.
So I am a celebrity makeup artist in LA, and I'm Zimbabwean, and I came here about 24 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 years ago I decided that I need to give back to my community. And we need to build our Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people that have left Zimbabwe, it is our responsibility to go back home and mm-hmm. do what we need to do. And that is how people see what it is that they can do to make themselves feel better. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves beauty. And I decided that I was going to educate the women in Zimbabwe on how they could sell themselves in Zimbabwe and outside Zimbabwe, and it's all about image.
Mm-hmm.
So I started a brand called Vault Cosmetics, mm-hmm. and it is my brand. I formulate the products here in LA with my chemist, and we have a store in Zimbabwe mm-hmm. at Arendelle Village, and we're also now expanding into smaller stores in town.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've basically done, especially in Zimbabwe right now, the interesting part with the bond notes and everything else that is crazy, we've decided that we are not going to be defined on how terrible things are at home.
Mm-hmm.
We've decided to take advantage of how difficult it is and think out of the box. So
Jackie, if I may come in there, and just say, what are some of, you know, the tips that you may have for somebody listening out there, a woman who also wants to start her business but is facing what you're talking about, you know, the current situation in Zimbabwe? What can they do from what you've learned in, you know, running Vote in Zimbabwe?
Education. You know, use the things that you have that are free.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be your social media, your Facebook. You know, interesting enough, I was interviewing somebody yesterday, and one of the biggest things they said to me is, Jackie, this is my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what makes this your time in Zimbabwe right now? And they said, well, I want a job with Volt and whatever. And I said, what do you know about Volt?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you sell cosmetics. And I said, that's not your time. You, mm-hmm. This is not your time. You have not put in your time. And the thing is, Kumba, people are not using free services.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I keep saying over and over again. Unozi advertiser pa Facebook, unozi advertiser pa Instagram. This is such a great platform for people to know kuti uritechi. People want to make money and own things the next day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening that way. You have to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to build a legacy for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start somewhere. And you cannot be in the blame zone. Because, yes, I live here in L.A., but guess what? Having a business in Zimbabwe, I'm spending a lot of my money because I'm skubuna somebody outside Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. I was actually going to come to that. Kuti taka tichiona mamirira kaita zvinhu nyanya kuma bank. Muri kuzvifambisa sei panyaya dzemari papa?
Well, that's the difficult part.
Uh-huh.
So, and I am buying the products and I'm sending them home.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is I want to figure out, Kuti, how can I bring the money out? So guess what we're deciding to do?
Uh-huh.
We are pretty much going to have a warehouse where we can do our finishings, Kumba, because the government is encouraging Vanu, Kuti, listen, we need to build something here so people from the outside can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we're working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on, Kuti, if we finish the Vault products in Zimbabwe, then now we'll be able to export them all over Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mombo bata makadaro, Sisi Jackie. Okay. Coming back to you, Mrs. Hove, we're hearing there from Jackie Mugido, who's the owner of Vault. Although she's based in Los Angeles and she does celebrity makeup, she's saying she's doing business in Zimbabwe despite the environment. And also, they are now looking at setting up a warehouse where they can do the finishing of their products in Zimbabwe. Tombo Timuti Gagaga in Zimbabwe.
Yabo, marvelous. Uyasazisa uJackie Mugido uthi company yakhe ithiwa iVault and isebenza ukuthi yenze izinto ezinjengama cosmetics. Uyasiyazisa ukuthi abantu eZimbabwe abasebenzise into abangalakho ukuthi bazibhadalele njengabo Facebook labo Instagram ukuthi bazise abantu ngamabhizinisi abo, lenzani eliwenzayo, kuyini elikuthengisayo, kuyini ngama-services eliwenzela abantu. Lisebenzise lezi zinto ukuthi ibhizinisi zenu ziye phambili, lifundise abantu ngemisebenzi eliyenzayo.
Mm-hmm.
Uthe njalo bazama ukuthi bona benze i-finished product eZimbabwe ukuthi basebe yi-exporter ke bona bayithumezele kwezinye indawo.
Mm-hmm. Also, Mrs. Owe, we are lucky we have our guest, Victress Matutu. So you can go ahead and actually greet her because she's very fluent in Ndebele. So I'll give that one over to you.
Thank you. Siyakubingelela ke sisi Victress Matutu.
Yebo, njani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Sikubona ungaphi ke khona apho lapho khona.
Mina ngise-South Africa kwamanje, eJohannesburg.
Yebo phela, kunjani khona leGoli?
Hayi, yikho lokho nje.
Yebo phela. Akusithi fahla-fahla ngamabhizinisi, usitshele ukuthi wena wenzayo.
Mina ngisanda ukusungula inhlangano ebizwa ngeZimu Imbokodo. Lapho kule nhlangano silabomama abenza amabhizinisi ahlukeneyo. Ikakhulu abantu abathengisayo like izinto ezinjengafrom i-Avon, Greenwells, i-Paperway, izinto ezinjengalazo. Labo mama futhi abaku-art sikuthatha sikwenze sikubala njenge-business, sithi like njengabantu abhala izingwalo kule business labo lelo babhala izingwalo bayazidayisa bakhona njalo futhi abanye abangabaculi bakhipha umculo wabo bayawuthengisa so kakhulu kakhulu silabo mama abamabhizinisi akakhula njengabo evo nabangoma abayenza amabhizinisi a-self-owned.
Hayi kuyajabulisa lokho. So amabhizinisi lithengisela kuphi lokho eliwenzayo?
Njengabantu abase-South Africa yazi ukuthi singaphandle kwelizwe akukho free njengomuntu osendaweni yakhe angazi noma uyengenzisama ukuthengisa kwakhona akufani njengokuthi umuntu osendaweni yakhe like umuntu esingathi seZimbabwe manje ma ule business lakho kulula ukuthi ukwenze ma umZimbabweni. Njengalapha abantu amabhizinis abalawo ngicabanga ukuthi ukuthengisa nje ileyo ukuthengisa ukuthi abanye banezitendi abanye baneziphaza lapho abathengisela khona izinto zabo abazenzayo kubhizinisi labo abanye njalo umuntu akalangithi uthengise lapha khona like usendlini okukusizayo ukuthi like ukuthi akhangisa advertise ibhizinisi lakhe then abantu asetshela abantu ukuthi itholakala kuphi umuntu okelandayo okuthengisela lo kodwa othengisa omobile ukuthi ma athengisa ulutho lwakhe wena uyamfonela ngifuna into enje uyakudilivela so labantu abaningi abayendileyo ngabamobile abangakabi le ndawo zabo zokuthengisela ezistrait.
Hayi kuyajabulisa lokho. Siye sazwa isikhathi lapha abantu akade bezama ukwenza amabhizinisi khona le South Africa bevela kwelakithi bake bagijinyiswa beginyiswa ngendaba ze-xenophobia. Singazi ukuthi likubona njani kwamanje.
Ya i-xenophobia ihlukumeze kakhulu abantu ikakhulu singathi abantu abalamabhizinisi abalezipaza abalamashopu yazi kungathanasa i-xenophobia bavele baqale kulawa amashopu abantu abavela phandle yabo bathatha i-xenophobia beyingihambise lapho ma behamba sebetshintsha abasayenzi kube yikulwa nokhena sebesilwa bethatha isitoku sabantu emashopu kuhlukumeze kakhulu abomama abalamabhizinisi anjalo ngoba ma bethatha isitoku kusho ukuthi sasivungelayo enye imali yokuthi uye woda noma sindlulela i-xenophobia yakhona umama seqala phansi ukuthi afuni imali yokuthi aye woda ngoba isitasabelaso sesihambile. Uyahlukumeza kakhulu indaba ye-xenophobia iyahlukumeza kakhulu ebantwini abalamabhizinisi.
Hayi siyabonga mama. Mrs. Hove, I think we're going to go back to Jackie Mugido because she has given us, you know, a few minutes of her time and we'll have to let her go at 5:30. Coming back to you, Jackie, you were talking about setting up a warehouse in Zimbabwe. What else can Vault customers look forward to? We know it's a difficult time and, you know, often people have asked, is makeup the right business to get into when things are so hard?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people have to stop looking at makeup as a luxury and start looking at makeup as building your own personal brand. So, for example, our customers that have been following us for a very long time have started to understand what my goal is. In order for you to work for companies and get promotions within the company, you have to take care of your image. It's important. Now, you don't necessarily have to get into the makeup business as in starting your own makeup company. You can get into the makeup business as in building your own personal brand as to make sure kuti your presentation Paono Pingam office, you look good. You know, on several occasions, I have women who have come in and they work for positions in different companies that are expanding outside the country. And they always say, it's also promotions. And then I'm always saying to them, well, that's because your boss does not see that you will be able to present the company. When people come from outside, you know, the company where they come from outside, they want to see someone. I know, we will not. This is our manager, and they look the manager's part. This is our manager, and you look a part that does not represent them as a company. That's not going to work. So people need to start seeing, makeup is all about enhancing my features, Ako. Makeup is also a great cape for you
to catapult yourself into different positions within the companies. Sebakazi, we naturally, we always put on the side of things. When you're working in a business, especially kana murume ari your manager, they're looking at you kuona kuti munhu anogona here kushanda panapa for a very long time, munhu uyu anogona togona kubutuma kuti a deal in a business redu panze. But if you're going in there in a dark circles under your eyes and all your worries from home are being carried on your face, do you honestly think that your boss is going to promote you? Absolutely not. Because you've already walked in with a defeated face. Now, but if you wear your makeup and cover the dark circles under your eyes, put a little bit of mascara to show kutu wakamuka, put a little bit of lipstick to show the brightness and a blush to show kutu urimunu, guess what? Your boss is like, this person's got themselves together. You see, the difference with someone who has worked outside the country is they understand that mentality. Most of the time, it's really, especially now, it's not about how much education you have. That helps. But it's about, are you going to be able to market this company to take it to the next level? Relationships within other companies. And those relationships within other companies with somebody doesn't know you, they will judge you from the outside.
Aiwa, vanezere vanzwa meno mai hoyo kuti mapaona osei parikutaurwa nasisi Jack kuti semadzimai dzimwe dzenguva tinoona tinombobvunza kuti asi makeup yachona iri important here, ini ndichida kutarisa zvinhu zvakadai sekuisa chikafu pa table yangu nezvimwewo. Saka vari kuexplain apa kuti aiwa, munhu semudzimai imeka woshiwa kuti pauri kuenda kubasa enda uri presentable. Kuitira kuti kambani ionewo kuti aiwa zvechokwadi munhu toda kuti azotimirirawo mune ramangwana. Todzoka kwamuri mai hove. So Jackie, we'll keep you on the line a little bit, I think for the next 8 minutes, and then we'll let you go.
Oh, no, no, I can stay. I'm
okay,
good.
Okay, thank you. Uchi, Jackie Mkido. Uchi, mama. Sizi tomba, tombe, sibuge, manje mna senze saba, ngazwiti kisibona njani loma vela, sije. Uchi, nana, uma usiya kubusiness ufanele ukuthi uzibumba bombe la uzigomba tombi ukhangeleke kahle ngoba ube uziphis tunzi lokho esikubiza ngokuthi ibrand, ibizo le company lakho. Umuthunyezwa ikampani yakho bathi bekubona abantu babona ukuthi umuntu ohloniphekayo, bafisa ukuthi benze ibusiness le company yenu. Yikho akusichasisayo uthi ngakho ke lingakhangeleli phansi into ze makeup. Lungisani umzimba wenu, umuntu uzigcombe ukhanye kuhle ukuthi abantu bakuhloniphe.
Aiwanda nyatsonzwa apo mai hove manyatsoti ga ga ga. Tombodzokera kunemi sisi Jack tisati takuregerai henyu muchienda kuti saka zvii zvimwe zvingaitwe nemadzimai vari kuteerera iye zvinezvi vari kuda kutanga business ravo kunyange zvinhu zvakaoma.
Okay. You know, munhu wese ane that time. If you really want something, you know, for time. When I started my business, they interna. And interning is basically going under somebody who's really good at what they do, what you are interested in. As an intern, it's just working for free. No, that is free education. There is no other education like getting education from somebody who has the experience. Classroom, it's all great. But kana munhu ari kushanda achita mari, obviously zvirikumushandira. So if you go and put in your time and start working with them, there's no other education like that. That is an opportunity for you to learn, and then you can even say to that person, Unaziva, I would really like to start my business, but in everything that we can. So one of the biggest problems that we have at home is the copycat syndrome. Why is it crash? It is crash and rich. No one would have copper and one of them in one five chicken. Why are you going to offer chickens? Zago, Ugaona Munus is Munapi and mining. You don't know anything about the mining. You don't know anything about the chickens. Mm-hmm. You don't know where the chickens are coming from. You don't know what kind of conversation that person had with the other person to do those chickens.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, learn the craft first. Mm-hmm. Understand the craft first. And even when I was doing makeup, why did people put on makeup? And then I went to get a mentor. And that mentor, I understood their journey. And understood that their journey is not going to be exactly like my journey. But whatever journey they've gone through, they've obviously sacrificed. Mm-hmm. What can I sacrifice? So you want a full-time job, or whoever you live with, and say, could you know what, this is exactly what I want to do, but I'm going to work on the side in order for me to be able to get that other job.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do it's free. It's not free. This is the education that I can't afford to pay in college.
Mhm aiwa tinotenda sisi Jackie Mugido manyatsoti tsanangurira kuti aiwa it's very important that Jackie is saying Mrs. Hove for people to invest in whatever business they want to get into. If you can get internship in the business or the line where you want to go, that's the best, because it's you are being paid to do a job that you like and you're also getting knowledge. So I think we'll let you go, Jackie, and just give us your final word to just say, how, when you say celebrity artist, what is that? Who are you making up?
Well, right now, before, I mean, I was making up an art, Denzel Washington, and a whole bunch of others. And basically, Kanawari by TV, even Dindimenge, we try to write a presentable by TV, but write a Lashita. Because anybody who wants to do something, they need to present themselves and look amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be able to do whatever they do. And right now, I'm working with the new found celebrities, which are cooking chefs. They're all over. So mm-hmm. I work on Food Network. Most of the shows that you see on Food Network, I'm the makeup artist for that.
Aiwa, tinotenda for affording us the time. And hopefully some of the women listening out there learned, a point or two to move their own business to the next level. Thank you, Jackie.
You are so welcome. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye. Love you all.
Okay, bye-bye. Mrs. Hove, tishadzokera kuna Sisi Victress. Asinda nzwa kuti tina My Blessing. Vari muHarare, ndizvoti vachiri panhare here. My Blessing, makadi henyu?
Ndiripo here, makadi ko.
Aiwa, tiri wadi. My Blessing, imi muri kuita basa rekutengesa muri muHarare. Kwakamira sei mazuva ano?
Mazuva ano kuHarare kuri right, but tiri kunetsa inyaya yemari zvaya kuti mari ndiyo isiri kusetleta. Kati asiri pamabhizinesi edu isusu tiri kuti zvatiitengesa zviri right.
Muri kutengesa chii?
Tiri kutengesa matai, tinosona mabhotai, tinosona matai, saka tinotengesa, tinogadzira, tinotengesa bhush.
Saka pazuva mungati nini kuwana muchibata mari yakaita sei? Iri kuraramisa mhuri here?
Mari ndiyo isiri kubatika chero kuti mari haisi kusekuleta zvayo, but asi pabhizinesi tiri dzatinotengesa zvinogona kufamba kana mari iriko, asi kana kusinawo mari bhizinesi redu rinenge rakadzikira.
Ko aya maswipe machine ariko emazuva ano ndo amuri kushandisa here? Muri kubhadharwa sei nevanhu? Mamachine ekuti vanhu vashandise makadhi. Munoshandisa vanhu vanokubhadharai sei? Tichiona kuti muri kuti hakuna mari, munozowana sei mari yenyu?
Machine dzatinoita isu dzatinoshandisa isusu tinoshandisa maoko, hatishandisi machine. Tinoshandisa maoko. Saka kuzatinoshandisa nemaoko tinenge tichitogadzira ipapo, tichitotengesa ipapo.
Aiwa, ndiri kutaura kuti pakubhadhara paya mari vanhu vari kukubhadharai sei? Nokuti tinoona kune aya anonzi maswipe machine nezvimwewo. Imimi munoita zvekutengesa mumigwagwa, vanhu vari kukubhadharai mari dzenyu sei sezvo kusina mari mumabhanga?
Vanhu vari kubhadhara nemaeko keshi. Hozi maswipe machine isusu hatina.
Aiwa, ipapo pakanaka nokuti hatodzidza. Saka munhu achinge atenga munobva matichibhadhara paeko keshi.
Ndovana mutichibhadhara paeko keshi.
Aiwa, paka naka ipapo. Bata ya magadaro, my blessing. Chambu kumisai, timboenda kuna my Hove vare muno mstudio. Mrs. Hove, we have on the line my blessing Mashoko from Harare, who's just explaining that she is a vendor in Harare, and she's explaining about, you know, how their payment system works. She's saying that people normally buy stuff. It's not that they're not buying, but there's no cash. So they are using the EcoCash system to be able to transfer money here and there. But I'll come over to you because I know we have Victress waiting on the line. So go ahead.
Yebo, Victress Matutu. Usakhona na? Victress Matutu. Angisakuzwa ukhona na?
Yebo, ngiyakuzwa ngikhona.
Ye, akusitshele uzwile ke bekhuluma ngokwenzakalayo abakwenzayo emabhizinisini. Akusitshele ke ngawe ukuthi wena usebenza kanjani, indaba zemali engatholakali lula zikuhambisa kanjani. Sizwile ukuthi abanye these days sebesebenzisa EcoCash. Akusichazisele ukuthi wena kuwe uwenza kanjani.
Ngicabanga ukuthi kithi singaphe South Africa besingaka-affecteka ngalo ngendaba ze-cash. Kodwa besokuhlupha-ke mawe ukuthi i-cash leyo kumele ukuthi iye eZimbabwe, ngoba uthole ukuthi uyifakile imali lapho i-EcoCash, then mafuna ukuthi i-collect eZimbabwe leyo mali ayikho lapho i-EcoCash, noma njengoba imkulu le siyisebenzisayo Telkom mali lapho. Kodwa lapha business wise lapho e-South Africa besingakabi layo inkinga ye-cash.
Yebo, phela i-competition-ke umncintiswane labanye abavele behlezi bengikhona ngapho eSouth Africa.
Ya, njengoba ngike ngathi ukuthi kunzima ukusebenza endaweni engaso yakho. Okokuqala nje sifake sibheke lokhu ukuthi vele nje ngoba kusikwakho la akusebenzeki lula njengomuntu osendaweni yakhe. Yabo, ngathi kukhona lokhu nje ukucwasana esingakusho ukuthi vele ngoba sibizwa ngabantu baphandle. Onga ukuthi i-market yethu kakhulu igcina singalabo, siyilabo abantu abavela phandle vele, ngoba kunzima ukuthi uthole i-market yakho ibe yilabo abantu abalapha e-South Africa abangama-local, but yibo futhi abaningi. Ukuthi ma i-market yakho ungatholi ukuthi i-market yakho ibe yilabo abantu be-South Africa la, ugcina uba ne-market eningi kakhulu. Kodwa ngoba sibasixwasa vele, uthole ukuthi noma ule business lakho ama-customer akho agcina seyilabo futhi abantu obuya labo eZimbabwe. Yabo. So le challenge yangikhona ilapho ukuthi ekuthini ukuseke nje khona endaweni engasiyakho akufani nje. Siyafisa ukuthi ube thiwa umuntu nxa ungowalana kuyabonakala ukuthi if kule mehluko omkhulu ku-business woman owalana ongum-South African lami engibuya phandle. Yabo.
Manje isifiso senu singaba yikuthi lingasizwa kanjani?
Yabona, ngengezwa uJackie lapho umama obekhona ngithi.
Yes.
Athi khona ekhuluma ngento yokuthi i-makeup. Yabona, lento mina ingihlabile ngokuthi kusafuna ukuthi omama bafundiseke kakhulu nge-business. Loba like uyenza i-project proposal noma uyayenza i-presentation. Nendaba yokuthi wena ubheke kanjani usiyayenza i-presentation yaleyo nto lapho yakhona, yabo. Like abomama kufanele bafundiseke ukuthi now we-business woman kumele ukuthi ubehave kanje, ubonakale ukanje, from singakayi ukuthi i-business yakho lithengiswa kuphi kanjani, from wena kuqala kubona wena ube u-business woman abona uzi-represente ngendlela e-right before you go out there and do your business.
Hayi,
umama baqeqetsheke bafundiseke ngokuthi vele as a business woman kufuneka ube njani, ufuneka wenzeni. Yozi yabona ukuthi masilana nje sifikanana, umuntu ungena ku business ngoba akanato yokwenza, udinga imali.
Yeah.
You just ufuna nje noma uyenza loba yini just ukuthi uthole imali. But ukuthi ube business woman onesifindo kumele ukuthi uyazi into oyenzayo.
Hayi, uqinisile sibili, ukhuphe lapho umcijo omuhle sibili ukuthi ukhulume ukuthi umuntu ukumele aqalise ngokufundela, afunde ukuthi kwenziwa njani. Khonokho kwe-presentation, i-presentation ungaza kuphonga uyenza nje. Uyafundela ukuthi wazi ukuthi uzibeka kanjani, ukuthi kuyini okufanele ukuthi kubeke phambili ukuthi abantu bakuzwisisise ukuthi proposal yakho ibe successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think let's also go to our online streamers who are on our Facebook pages. I will go to our VOA Shona Facebook page. Sina Taps Chins Case. Arikuti Tripano. Johannes tafadzwa rizvidzo, tafadzwa arikuti apo. Obey Hondo tapo. Tatenda well pardon. Arikuti tse. Brighton Whiskey tse. Farais Banda varikutaura kuti tinemi Tombo overenga tandi Manando arikuti gogo goi ai watu nokutambirai tinasisi Lorraine Magdalene arikuti what a remarkable thing these women are doing despite the challenges. Now imagine what would happen if the laws in the country and the economic policies were supported, you know, for their efforts. So she's literally saying if the economic policies in the country Maihove were better, imagine what would become of these women that we are discussing with. We spoke earlier on with Jackie Mugido, who's based here in Los Angeles, and she's a makeup artist, but also owns her own brand of makeup called A Vote in Zimbabwe. She was talking about, you know, some of the issues that she has gone through, and she said it's not good for women to blame the situation, but to learn to work within it. To learn to find businesses that can excel even under the current situation. Coming back to you, Maihove, Sisi Victress, I think vangavari kutaura kuti in South Africa havasi kunyanyoona nhamo yemari. Andisi kuzoti munga explain here ipapo kuti vari kuti imo ma business ari kufamba sei.
Hai, ngokuzwa kwangu kuti imali South Africa ayisulo dubo abalalo olunjengolwekhaya ukuthi kuthiwa abantu sokumele badinga i-bond note engasozikwanisa ukuthi ibaphe ama-raw materials abawafunayo. E-South Africa hayi imali ayisulo dubo abalalo, yikho kuzwa kwami.
Tomboendazve kune mamwe mafacebook page edu, toenda kuVOA kuEnglish page yedu timboona kuti pane vari kunyora here, nokuti ndamboona vamwe vanga vari kunyora papage yedu yeEnglish vari kuti hanzi havasi kunzwa zvakanaka. Saka kana muri kuona kuti pane problem yeaudio, nyoraizve kuti tigadzirise. Saka handisi kuzoti ndizvo here, nekuti pane pandambotarisa Ishmael ari kuti no voice. Felix Mazazi watching from Matola in Mozambique in Maputo. Max Manyika is saying we are in California and we are watching. Thank you. And Felix Mazazi is saying the sound quality is not clear. And Mulungisi arikuti no sound. And then Anna Matariro arikuti watching and it's clear. So Anna, if you want to be on our program, you can jot your number right here and we'll call you, because we're actually looking for more women to be on our Thursday program, which is really geared towards women, so that at least you can pick up here and there some of the, you know, challenges or some of the issues, or how you can resolve some of the issues that are facing women in business. So we are so happy that we have you following us, Anna Matariro. Maihove, muri kunzwa zviri kutaura vamwe apa vari kutaura kuti aiwa tiri kukuonai pane vamwe vari kutotiona vari kuMozambique kuMaputo.
Kuhle sibili kuyajabulisa. Sifuna kuzwa ke bomama iZimbabwe inkulu kakhulu. Plumtree. Siyafisa ukuthi silizwe. Gwanda lingaphi, Mpophoma asilizwa, Mbari ake lisitshayele bakithi lisitshele ngendaba zamabhizinisi. Uhlelo lolungolwenu yikho sihluzeni bomama.
In the parish, you know, we are also looking at, you know, some of the women that we featured earlier on that are also in the rural area. So business is not just about big business, but it's also the projects that women are doing in the rural areas. We heard from women in Manicaland and Chipinge who say they've actually started a savings program to save money vachikandirana kuitira kuti vatangewo mabhizinesi avo. Tanzwa vamwe vachiti aiwa isusu tiri kuita zvehuku, vamwe vari kuti vakakwanisa kutoextenda dzimba dzavo. Saka zvatiri kukurukura panapa ndezvekungoti ndezvipi zvimwe zvingaitwe kuitira kuti munhu wemudzimai akwanise iye kuwana raramo kunyangwe zvinhu zvakaoma munyika. Chakanaka chete ndechekuti madzimai panguva inoyi tinoziva kuti ndivo vanenge vakatarisa kuti mhuri yadya here, zviri kufamba sei, uyezve kunyangwe zvinhu zvakaoma vanowana mukana wekuti vaone kuti vangafambisa sei business. Tanzwa kuna amai Blessing vafona ivo vari kuHarare vachitaura kuti ivo vanoita zvekutengesa, uye pari zvino vari kunyanyoshandisa iko cash munyaya dzekubhadhara zvinhu zvinenge zvatengwa nevanhu. Nekuti vati aiwa isu zvemacash machine hatisati takunyanyoshandisa, asi tiri kushandisa iko cash. Saka zvimwe izvo zviri kuitika muHarare. Uyezve tatina sisi Shingi Mangwiro vari muno muWashington DC tiri kuedza kuvabata kuti tinzwe vakatangawo business ravo kuZimbabwe. rekutengesa mbatya dzevana vadiki uyezve pari zvino vanoita zvekubika makeke imomuno muWashington. Saka tirikuedza kuvabata kuti tinzwe kuti zvii zvavakaona pavakafamba kuenda kumusha uyezve kuti zvingabatsire sei zvavakadzidza kune avo vari kutanga mabhizimisi avo. Tomboenda kuna Mai Hove, and also welcome Miss Victress. I know you're in South Africa. Victress, tell us a little bit about, you know, how you're combating, you know, some of the issues that face women in the diaspora when it comes to business.
Hello?
Hello. If you can just tell us a little bit about what you as Zimbabwean women in South Africa are doing to start your own businesses.
As I said before, that in January, we formed an organization called the Zim Imbokodo Organization.
Mm-hmm.
With this organization, we are looking forward to helping women establishing businesses and help those who are already established
and
help them continue their businesses.
Mm-hmm. And for people who might want to join your organization who are in South Africa, especially women, where do they find you? Where are you?
We are in South Africa, in Johannesburg. We've got a website.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also find us on Facebook.
What is your Facebook name?
Our Facebook name is Zim Imbokodo.
Mm-hmm.
You just go to Facebook and search that. You'll find us there. Then we've got a website, it's www.zimimbokodo.com.
And I like the name of your organization. How did you come up with that name? What does it mean?
Imbokodo, in English, it's like a rock.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman is like a rock.
Mm-hmm.
As strong as the rock. So the Zim, that, the Zim Imbokodo is short for the Zimbabwe Imbokodo.
Mm-hmm.
The Zimbabwean rock, which is those rocks are women.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you so very much. I will now hand you over to Mrs. Hove. Mrs. Hove, go ahead.
Yebo mama, siya tabu kuti sazi kuti liyazama sibili kukhuthaza i-business zenu. Usitshelile-ke nge-Facebook yenu www.zimimbokodo. I hope abalaleli bazazama ukuthi babone ukuthi lenzani, abafisa ukuthi baxhumane lani babone ukuthi balithola kanjani. Siyabonga lokho.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu lathi. Nashiya nje amanzi amancane abalaleli aba-around eJohannesburg. Ngesande mhlaka 7 May, we'll be launching i-organization yethu, official launch, eYilbro Corner Twist and Peterson, e-Busy Bee Combined School from 10 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So around Johannesburg, you can come there. Maybe now, especially mama,
Hayi, kuyajabulisa lokho eliwenzayo. Mina imbokodo ngiyazi lililitshe liqine nko elicholayo kusithi ukuthi ingabe yiphi inkinga elilayo vele liyayichola kuphela liye phambili. Qhubekani kuhle.
Imbokodo ngiqine njengomuntu wesifazane.
Hayi, qhubekani kuhle. Bayathi ukuthi a woman rocks.
Oh, that's a good one.
Siyabonga.
Tinenge tina sisi Precious varipa nare. Sisi Precious makadi yenyu.
Tukai makadi yu.
Aiwa, tiriwadi. Kwa kadi yuko kwa murugu?
Kuna kutasa.
Ehe, panyaye mabizimisi. Shaka mira sebu. Ruka doma nditi. Kwaka mira sei panyaya ye business muri kutengesa zvipi mazuvano uyezve zviri kufamba here zvichii chiri kuitika?
Mazuvano hapana chiri kumbofamba. Tatengesa mbasa, mazuvano hapana zvakadzidzika.
Mungati mimi chii chiri kunyanyoita kuti zvinhu zvisafambe zvakanaka pari zvino?
Nyaya yemari chaiyo, mari hakuna zvachose. Vanhu vari kushayiwa mari, saka hapana ari kumbotenga.
Saka pamunee muchitengesa paipa vanhu vanobhadhara sei zvamunotengesa?
Va vazhinji vanenge vachida kubhadhara neeco cash vamwe vanhu vada kubhadhara neeco cash but mari yacho kunenge kusina mange isati kwanisa kubhadhanira eco cash
osakaiitatambira
eco cash kupinda paeco cash pacho hauna hawane mari pabhenki pacho mari hakuna
saka ndo rimwe dambudziko ramuri kusangana naro kuti mukatora eco cash maakuda kuzoenda kueco cash kunotora mari mari iri kuzowanikwa kusina
kunenge kusina paionesa kuti zvakuira kuno order saka kuti usina order une usisinawo mari kuno order saka mari inenge iri mueco cash
saka poitwa sei apa sisi precious
inoona fanira kuti dai hurumende yawedzera mari
kuti mukwanise kunge muchiiwanisa kuwana mari
vakati vaisa mabhondi kakuti zvinhu zvirerukire vanhu but zvakatozoita wese mari yacho hakutorina zvachose mabhondi acho hakuna mashoma
mukaenda kumabhengi mabhondi muri kuawana here kukadoma ikoko
unogona kunzi $30 pazuva kana kunotozvira kuti palaini ukati waitora $30 yachona
Kupai pavaimboti munogona kushandisa makadhi makadhi aya ari kushanda here kune avo vanavo
kune vanavo vanokwanisa kuashandisa pakunoswaikuchiswaipaka vanokwanisa zvokumashandisa kumashop vachinotenda grocery vanokwanisa kunoswaikotenda grocery ravo chete
kuimimi izvirikozviriko zvemazuva
anozoomera pakuti vakuda kuzonobhadharawo kana kuda kutenga zvakaita zvedu isusu zvihende kuda kunobhadhara mari yendekii mari pane pasikei
aiwa tinotenda sisi precious kunge manga munesu pachirongwa muve nezuva rakanaka
aita basi
We had there Mrs. Hove from Precious, who's in Kadoma, and she's saying business in Kadoma is very, very low. She's saying that actually it's so bad that people don't have money to even pay, and those that want to use EcoCash, sometimes they don't accept it as the sellers, because she's saying when you do try and collect your money from EcoCash, EcoCash won't have it. So unfortunately, that's a problem right there. So she's just saying she wishes that the government would increase the amount of money that people can withdraw, or at least the money in circulation in Zimbabwe at the moment. And she's saying in Kadoma, when they go to the bank to get money, they're only allowed to get like 30 bond notes. So that's the situation on the ground.
Kubuhlungu sibili lokhu sisimavela ulizizwele balaleli njalo liyazi lani ukuthi uma imali ingekho kathi kuzaqhubeka kuthini kuzoba nzima ukuthi abantu basebenze ibhizinisi zabo ngemfanelo la nxa besebenzisa i-eco cash isikhalazo sika sisi uPrecious Tsitsike uthena $30 ngelanga uzayithini $30 ngelanga esinye isikhathi futhi ungayitholi kodwa utshona umile ulindile ebhenki yizo izikhalazo azitshoyo
I don't know Miss Victress if you are on the line.
Yeah, in fact, I'm still here.
Hey, can you weigh in on what we're hearing coming in from Zimbabwe on the money situation?
I can say it's a painful situation in Zimbabwe. The fact that there is no cash. Really, there is no way you can run it easily without cash. That's a fact. There is no way you can run a business without cash. People are willing to buy. They do have cash in their money in banks, but they can't withdraw that cash to buy whatever you are selling. And even if you say people might maybe do, like here in South Africa, we do EFT, whereby you transfer money from your account to someone's account you want to buy something. If someone transfers money from his or her account to your account, that still helps nothing because you can't even withdraw that cash. So you can have money, like, theoretically you have money, but practically you don't have it.
Those are some of the issues, I guess.
You can't run a business like that.
And then also you were talking about business proposals and stuff. So in South Africa, are foreigners or women from Zimbabwe able to access loans and stuff? If they want to start a business and they have a proposal, how are you assisting in terms of finance?
I think here you can only
access loans from banks.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you've got papers, you know, there's this thing of papers here in South Africa.
Yes.
The people who've got permits, they've got bank accounts. Some banks do give loans to permit holders,
mm-hmm.
and some banks don't. So it depends. And there are people here who've got Zimbabwe, South African IDs,
mm-hmm.
who've got IDs, I think, back in 1996. They've got bank accounts. They can get loans from banks. But the problem is, a lot of people, Zimbabweans here in South Africa, are not documented.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have those papers. So you don't have papers, that means you don't have a bank account. You can't approach a bank and ask for a loan if you don't have a bank account.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's a difficult situation. That's challenges that you are facing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Please stay on the line, Ms. Matutu. Tiri kunzwa apo kubva kuna mai Vitress Matutu vari kuSouth Africa vari kutaura ivo nekutsanangura kuti kunyangwe ivo vari kushanda nemamwe madzimai munyaya dzemabhizimisi vachiedza kubatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa. Ndavhunza ini ndichiti ko vaya vanenge vachida kuita maprojects muri kukwanisa here kuvabatsira kana kuti vari kuwana mari here kumabhengi ivo vari kutsanangura kuti kune avo vane mapepa ehe mari kumabhengi inokwanisa kuwanikwa asi vazhinji vemamwe madzimai vari kuda kupinda mumabhizimisi havana magwaro akakwana ekugara muSouth Africa saka kuti vazowana mari dzekuti vaite zvemabhizimisi zvinotinetsei ndozvimwe zvatiri kutaura nazvo ipo pano nhasi asi tambonzwazve tiri kuona mbuya nokunoku vari kuti tiripo tinokuchingamidzai mbuya nokunoku vari pano paVOA Facebook page yedu yeshona mbuya nokunoku kana muri kuda kupinda muchirongwa nyorai nhamba dzenyu tikufonerei tinoona zvelove more maruza atitiripo tandi manhondo ari kuti gogogoi aiwa tokuchingamidzaiwo pano pachirongwa chedu Mrs. Sove coming back to you. You heard what Noku is saying about access to capital for women wanting to do business in South Africa.
Yes, ngizwile sibili mavelas. Uthi yena ina eSouth Africa inkinga ekhona ukuthi inengi labantu abavele ekhaya eZimbabwe abalamaphepha. Njalo lokhu kwenza ukuthi baswele ukuthi babe lama bank accounts. Uma ngela bank account uza kuzuza kanjani iloan ukuthi uphathise i-business yakho ngabe yiphi into oyenzayo. So kuyafunakala ukuthi ngawo ulala iphepha lelo elikusiza ukuthi ube le bank account ube able to ukuthi apply uthole iloan. Iyinkinga abalayo. So singazi ukuthi ithiwani ke indaba ebuhlungu kangako. Uyatsho ukuthi ibuhlungu sibili.
Aiwa iro idama tiri kunzwa zvepane vamwe vari kunyora pano pa Facebook pedu vari kuti yo aiwa tiri kuzvinzwa zviri kutaurwa panyaya yekutanga mabhizimisi uyezve tinoziva kuti vanhu vari kunyika dzakasiyana siyana pari zvinonyanya madzimai asi ino pachina chega chega ndo zuva rekuti tikurukure kuti zvii zvatingaite semadzimai ndaapi mabhizimisi atingaite semadzimai kungave kuri kubata zvemaoko tambonzwa kune madzimai ari kumanika lenduko nekuti pinge chaiko nekuti business harisi rekuti aiwa munhu anenge angori akagara achirana store sezviri kuita muzvare Jackie Mugido asi kana ivavo vari kumamisha kana makateerera musanete kune masangano akasiyana siyana anokwanisa kunge achibatsira tamboedza kubata sangano reEmpretech rinoshanda iro nemakambani uyezve neavo vari kuda kutanga mabhizinesi avanoti maSMEs asi nhasi vativa vakwanisa pinda pachirongwa sezvo vanga vari mumameetings nezvimwe zvakadaro asi ndozvimwe zvatiri kutarisa izvozvo kuti ndapiwo mamwe mabhizinesi angaitwe nemadzimai panguva apo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika nyaya yemabond notes vakawanda vanga vari kuchema ipo pano kuti bond note rach harisi kubatika USA shatongo vachiroto saka vakawanda vari kutaurawo pano kuti dai hurumende yachinja maitiro airi kuita zvinhu nyanya panyaya dzezveupfumi. Mrs. Hove, we will just take Miss Matutu for the last time because time is now not on our side. Maybe she can just, if you can speak to her a little bit about moving forward, what is the organization planning? I heard her saying something about an event they have on the 7th of May.
Matutu sakona. Hello.
Hello.
Usakhona akusitheleke uqhubhe nge uke wathi kafu kafu ngamafichane nge event le elizamayo ke ngesikhathi sizafika manje. Akusichazisele usiphe.
I-eventi ekhona le ngiyokuthi ngiyokwethula inhlangano yethu ebantwini officially. Inhlangano libe singakayibethesi ngoba besiyivulile but manje isi-registered lapha eSouth Africa, so sesiyayethula ebantwini officially. So into esiziplanileyo ngelanga lokwethula inhlangano yethu siyethulela ikakhulu amaZimbabweans. Imbokodo siyethulela amaZimbabweans. Abantu sibanxusa ukuthi baze basike sine entertainment yabaculi basekhaya ikakhulu omama. Sifuna ukuthi bazozibonakala ukuthi bakhona omama bayacula, libusiness labo ukucula lelo. So bazobe entertainment bayithola kakhulu kubomama, silabo bazo-entertaina kodwa kakhulu sibhekene kubomama, silabo mama abangama-poetess abayenza izinkondlo bazobe-performa ngalelo langa, silabo mama abangabaculi. And silabo mama abathengisayo bonabo abantu abamama balamabhizinisi sibafakela itafula labo laphana ukuthi bazofika wonke umuntu a-advertise ibhizinisi lakhe bathole lesithuba lokuthengisa ngalelo langa free kulapho etafuleni lelo. So engingakutho nje ebantwini ukuthi omama abasondele eduze kwelizimu imbokodo iyenzele bona.
Siyazi
ubunzima bonke abahlangana labo out there.
Yeah.
Asithi siza kwethula bonke kodwa sithi asihafulelane sibambisane sikusize njengomama ukuthi ngoba wena ulalokhu thina silalokhu sikusiza lapha sizokusiza ukuthi ma une-idea business lakho ngele ofisini elinje uthole lokho okunzi ukuthola lakhana ma ufuna ukuyayenza ufuna ma uyolakha ama-proposal approach abantu abanje sila sisiza kakhulu lapho.
Hayi ukhulume kuhle Sibili, akuphinde njalo ama dates le venue ukuthi kubuya bekusenzakala ngapi ukuthi abangazange bazwisisise bahle bakuthinte khonapho.
Okay, kumhla ka 7 May ngesonto le namhlanje ngolesine ngolesihlanu ngomgqibelo ngesonto 7 May FBZB Combined School. Khona Peterson lo twist eHillbrow. Abantu abahlala eHillbrow Johannesburg ngibona ngani bayijwayele iBZB ngoba abantwana abaningi bafunda lapho. So kusuka ngo-10 ekuseni to the 1st ngo-6 ntambama.
Hayi kuhle Sibili, ngiyathemba abazwile abantu eBZB mhla ka 7 May khona Peterson lo twist. Balaleli, sicela ukuthi liyefika lizibonele ukuthi ukungaboni uyabuncitshiwe phela. Hambani liyezibonela.
Thank you so much, Ms. Victress Matutu, for having been on our program. And I see there we're just rounding up with you. We're coming to the end. You were talking about an event that you are having in South Africa. If you can just repeat when and where for the ladies that may be listening and are in South Africa who may want to attend.
Okay, the event is on the 7th of May. It is on a Sunday. The address is Corner Peterson and Priest in Hillbrow, Johannesburg, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Thank you very, very much. We hope that you'll come back on our program again after you have launched your organization so that we can see how you're progressing.
Yes, we'll definitely come back. Thank you so much.
Ah, Mrs. Hove, time seems to not be on our side as we head there from Ms. Matutu, who's talking about an event that they have on the 7th of May, and also one of our guests, Ms. Jackie Mugido of Vault, who was sharing her experience on how she started her own organization. And she is actually saying, as business women, we need to, or people need to actually work with the current situation until it changes. So you have to reinvent the way you're doing business, she said. And she also said, put in some research. Research what you would like, you know, to get into. And don't have that copycat syndrome. I think she took an example of where if you hear that Mainingi is now having chickens at her house, you also go and buy chickens. Yet you know nothing about chickens. Yet you could be baking cakes because you're better at that. So, Mrs. Hove, thank you for having been on our program.
Yeah, thank you. Siyalibonga balaleli.
Hai watinotenda vese vangava nesu pano pachirongwa chedu, Miss Jackie Mugido veVault, Victress Matutu vabva kuSouth Africa, uyezve naMai Hove vangavarimo muno mustudio vachitaura nesu pachirongwa chedu. Muve nezuva rakanaka. This is Marvelous Mhlanganya, huye in Washington, saying let's meet again next week. here on the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women, and please suggest topics that you'd like to talk about every Thursday. You have a very good night. Bye-bye.